Okay, continue on with our NFL Week 6 picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets here in the studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. Find them on the social medias as well. We picked the Bay Area games, and now we will pick the wild cards. Ben, you want to go first with your wild card?
Absolutely, and this is a wild, wild pick. I am going to go with the Chicago Bears at the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, I got a little skin in the game with former Raider Mr. Khalil Mack, who recently came out and kind of pooped all over the city of Oakland. So before, when you felt like he was taking care, kind of the high road and just shutting his mouth and playing football and letting his performance on the field speak for himself.
Which was working, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. It was very...
He got his money and he's performing.
At an extremely high level.
Right.
Now he's throwing shade to Oakland, and I just feel like this is going to be a... this is going to be a wedge between him and the Raiders for eternity.
Wow.
So it's one of those things which is neither here nor there. This game, you know, Miami came in the first part of the season going 3-0. They fell apart against the Patriots. They had an opportunity to have a good bounce back game against a heavy defense with Chicago, with Cincinnati, and they lost that game as well. So now they've opened up and realized that a hard hitting defense can really take them into consideration. So now you've got against the Bears. And the number two ranked defense. So I really, it's not going to be much of an opportunity here. They're going to stop the run. They're going to sack the quarterback. And Khalil Mack's probably going to have a strip sack. So it's one of those things. Chicago's taking this game all the way.
Yeah.
I'm going Pittsburgh-Cincinnati. There was a time when those games were just drag out, beat down, somebody was likely going to die.
Right.
Matches. The nature of the game is not such anymore. Cincinnati's feeling themselves right now. You know, they're leading that division. Nobody really saw that coming because, you know, it's the same coaching staff and the same offense and the same sort of defensive scheme. So who would have thought that they'd be able to run, you know, through the first five games of the year at 4-1? I didn't. You know, they've got Burfict back. You know, Joe Mixon's healthy now. You know, they're doing some things on offense. Andy Dalton's not turning the ball over. Unfortunately, Pittsburgh's defense is starting to turn it around a little bit. They held a Matt Ryan offense that had been rolling to not a lot of points. And, you know, it's still Ben Roethlisberger and it's still Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown's got to kind of go out and show that he's not a knucklehead because he's got this weird lawsuit thing hanging over his head now, and it just kind of feels like a big brother, little brother type situation. And I think the real Achilles heel for Cincinnati in this game is that they can't get off the field on third down on defense. They just can't. And with Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown and Smith-Schuster and, oh, Vance McDonald, who suddenly catches everything.
Right.
you know, those guys are going to make you pay if you can't get off the field on third down. And I think big brother is just going to take one out of little brother one more time. I think Pittsburgh wins this game.
All right, I'm going to go with the Chiefs and the Patriots. And originally I had the Patriots written down, and then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I think I'm no longer going to pick against the Chiefs from here on out. even though their defense is supposed to be not that great, they're undefeated. So I think they go to 6-0 and they beat the Patriots on Sunday Night Football.
Neither team's stopping anybody.
Right.
Might be 200 points in that game.
That's what I mean. So if the shootout happens, yeah. I'm going to go with the hot hand as Mr. Harbaugh used to say. That's you can check out these reviews and others online at 977theriver.com. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on Google Play and iTunes. We'll do Beer 30 on the way next on The River.